a question on the laws of Pesach. The discussion of the proper way to eat the matzah or the proper way to eat the maror. Leaving the shiurim on the side, assuming we're eating a kezayit, let's say, of either matzah or maror. There is a famous teshuvah of the Terumah tradition in Kuf Lamed Tet, where he says that there's a mitzvah min ha-muvhar to put the matzah in the person's mouth in one shot, and then to swallow it in one shot as well. Which means if he's eating the kezayit, he put the whole kezayit in his mouth and wait, and just keep on chewing it. And then when the kezayit is finally in his mouth, in one shot, boom, he swallows it. And he says that this is a mitzvah min ha-muvhar, and he bases it on the shita of the Mordechi. So Rishonim, the question is, what is Maran's opinion on this? This is also a great controversy. Maran is in Taf Ayin He Sa'if Aleph. From his language, it sounds like that he's saying that you should eat both kezetim. He's talking about the balabayit that has the two matzot, that is eating one for hamotzi and one for achilat matzah. It sounds like he's saying you should eat both of them together. And that's the way really Acham ben Tzion learns Maran, that Maran is going with the Terumah tradition. And that's the way the Aruch HaShulchan in Taf Ayinah also understood the Bet Yosef, that he's learning it exactly like that. You have to put it in your mouth in one shot and then swallow it at the same time. And really that's the way Acham ben Tzion comes out, based on some other Acharonim as well, the Gaon Rabbi Zalman and the Magen Abraham, then hold it, that's the best way to eat it. Mishnah Berurah brings it down as well. To put it in your mouth, chew, and then when you get to the kezayit or the two kezetim, whatever you're up to, and swallow it in one shot. Hacham Ovadia, Alav HaShalom, in the She'elot U'Tshuvot Chazon Ovadia, the last teshuvah in Chelek Aleph, discusses this at length. And interestingly enough, he had a different way of learning Maran. And he had a different reading in Maran. And he understood that even according to Maran, you don't have to eat it in one shot. You eat it like a normal person would normally eat. And you just have to eat it within a certain frame of time, which is called Achilat Pares, which ranges from anywhere from 4 minutes to 9 minutes. But as long as you eat the kezayit in that range of time, as a normal eating without any hefsek in between, where you're not interrupting, where you don't take a break, there would be no problem. Because if a person would eat and take a break, then Maran says in Taf Ayin He Sa'if Vav, it would be the avad. Even if he ate it within the shi'ur, but you're supposed to eat it continuously. So anyway, comes out we have a big ma'loket between Hacham Avadya and Hacham Ben Sion. How to learn Maran in this case. The ma'aseh, Hacham Avadya is concerned for different reasons that this Humrah, which we would all agree is a Humrah, Terumah tradition said mitzvah min ha-muvhar. It would be sometimes dangerous for some people that are doing it like this. Even though the swallowing can hold a kezayit or even more if it's chewed up. But still, it could be a little dangerous if a person doesn't know what he's doing. So Hacham Avadya is concerned, especially the opinion of the Maharil, which was the rabbi of the Terumah tradition, used to eat it the regular, chew on it, swallow, chew, swallow, like we normally eat. So therefore, he said, you have the Maharil, and you also have the Aruch HaShulchan, who he himself said that one does not have to be careful on this. Eli should only have to eat it b'chdei achilat paris. And the Eliyahu Rabbah also wrote clearly that the custom is to eat it normally, and he says, v'kach ani nahug. So, you have a machloker on both sides over here. Now you have Eliyahu Rabbah, and you have the Aruch HaShulchan, and you have based on the Maharil. So there's a lot of rabbis on the other side as well that are telling you can eat it normally. Halakha l'ma'aseh, if a person eats the matzah in a normal way, he's yotzei l'chatechila. He has nothing to worry about, so long as he eats it within the shiur, and that's the same deen as maror. If a person knows what he's doing, he knows how to do it, and he knows how to, and it's not going to make a chilul Hashem, and it's not going to, make him look like he's some, you know, glutton or something around the seder table, and he wants to do such a thing, he knows how to do it. Okay, tabo alav beracha. That's the way Acham Ben Sion will say as well. But the maaseh, the halacha, it's okay to eat the matzah in the normal way. Nobody has to worry that, oh, I ate the matzah in a normal way, maybe I wasn't yotzeh. Of course you were yotzeh, the mitzvah deoraita, berishum pikpuk, without any doubts. So again, this applies ben de achirav the matzah and ben de achirav the maror. So long as you eat the kezai within 4 minutes or up to 9 minutes, but preferably once you try to eat it between 4 and 6 minutes, then already it can be yotzeh, the mitzvah, lecha tefeilah.